Well, this morning, President Trump was asked by reporters if he was worried about impeachment after the Mueller report, which detailed members of his campaign interacting with Russians, and also said if investigators could have cleared Trump of obstruction, they would have. They didn't charge him either. The president said he was not even a little bit worried about impeachment. His lawyer made the Sunday morning show rounds. And today, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi will conduct a conference call with her caucus to talk about whether impeachment is on the table. Presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is calling for it, saying it's a constitutional responsibility. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith is here for our Monday morning roundup. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
And remind us first, on what basis are those calling for impeachment doing so?
It's on a number of matters, but primarily obstruction of justice. The idea that the Mueller report outlined numerous examples of President Trump trying to impede the investigation, ordering or otherwise directing his aides to make it go away or get rid of Mueller. Though, interestingly, today, President Trump was they just didn't do it. Like the Mueller report found that on a number of occasions, President Trump directed his subordinates to take an action and they simply didn't take that action. Earlier today, the president was asked about this. The question from the reporter was, are you worried that some staff disobeyed your orders? And the president said, nobody disobeys my orders, though there are a number of people who, at risk of perjury, said that they absolutely disobeyed his orders.
Okay. And there were things like deleted emails in the investigation. Here's House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler on NBC's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd.
If proven, some of this would be impeachable. Yes.
All right.
Obstruction of justice, if proven, would be impeachable.
And you're going to go about to see if you can prove it?
Well, we're going to see where the facts lead us.
And as we said, Elizabeth Warren agrees. But what is the other conversation among Democrats about whether or not to take that route?
So the challenge that they are facing is a political one. And of course, impeachment is a political process. But what they're looking at is the House of Representatives could vote today to impeach President Trump, but they wouldn't be able in the Senate. They wouldn't convict because the Mueller report came out. And aside from Mitt Romney expressing deep concern about some of the things that he saw in the report, Republicans fell in line with the president. And so Democrats were out on the Sunday shows talking about how essentially at this time there really isn't a path. But part of the conversation that's going to be happening in this conference call with Democrats that Nancy Pelosi is having on the House side today and ongoing conversations with the committees that are investigating the president is maybe they don't talk about impeachment now, but could that be the final conclusion of a lengthy process? Maybe, maybe not. But a lot of these Democrats were out there saying, hey, we don't want to set a bad precedent. We don't want to make it so that the president is above the law. And so they do feel some obligation to at least move forward, certainly call Robert Mueller to testify and take it step by step. That's sort of what you were hearing in that clip from Gerald Nadler of the Judiciary Committee.
Well, what to make of the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who was on the talk shows yesterday, insisting not just that there was no collusion. The report, of course, said collusion isn't a thing and detailed interactions with Russians but didn't conclude conspiracy. But Giuliani went further. Here he is speaking to CNN's Jake Tapper.
There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
There's nothing wrong with taking
information.
Depends
on where it came from. It depends on where it came from. You're assuming that the giving of information is a campaign contribution. You read the report carefully. Mm-hmm. The report says we can't conclude that because the law is pretty much against that.
Now, the law says you can't take donations or anything of value, meaning information from a foreign entity. What's Giuliani doing there?
Giuliani is on a number of matters, very closely focused on, well, the president wasn't charged. And at another point, he was talking again about this, receiving information by way of Russia, by way of WikiLeaks. And he says, you know, that isn't what prosecutors look at, morality, he says. So he is putting a real focus on you know, what is prosecutable? The president wasn't prosecuted, isn't being prosecuted for obstruction of justice. So case closed, move on.
Okay. Well, we are moving into a week in which we are getting more presidential candidates. Massachusetts Democrat Seth Moulton announced his candidacy this morning. Biden is expected later this week. That'll round it off at 20, I believe. Just quickly on Moulton, in the 30 seconds we have, what is he saying he can add?
Well, he was elected to Congress in 2014. He served four tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine. And he is talking about being a new generation of leader. But in terms of the issues he's talking about, he is very much a sort of standard down the middle Democratic candidate. He fits that mold.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome.